This is a major diplomatic victory after years of lobbying for Morocco to gain this recognition of sovereignty. This is by far the most powerful country to recognize Moroccan sovereignty over this territory, but it brings a lot of risks for Morocco. Domestic backlash over the Israel-Palestine issue, as well as the risk that this deal doesn't actually come to fruition with the incoming administration, we could see it not be implemented.
What realistically does the impact of the Trump administration recognizing Western Sahara as part of Morocco do?
Achieving this kind of recognition and the promise of a potential U.S. consulate set up in the Western Sahara is a really important thing for Morocco's strategy of achieving de facto control over this territory, even if it doesn't have de jure control over this territory yet. So it is really important for Morocco. I think, though, other countries in Africa, in Europe, are going to be looking to see, whether this is actually implemented in practice, and that's going to have, help those countries make their own decisions about how they move forward on the issue. But for Morocco, it does fit a very clear purpose. This is one of their most important issues, in terms of national security. They view it as really achieving full territorial sovereignty, and so this in and of itself is a boon to Morocco.
Now, since this is disputed territory, does it create any problems for Morocco on the continent?
With respect to Morocco's relationships with the rest of Africa, I do think that this is very complicated. The Western Sahara issue is the primary reason for the ongoing conflict and the closed border between Morocco and Algeria. It's very complicated with respect to West African relations. Some countries support Morocco's claims, other countries do not. And it was the primary reason for a huge amount of tension between the African Union and Morocco for years. So as Morocco has been engaging in this deepening strategy to boost investment in and exports to sub-Saharan Africa, this issue could result in some cold shoulders to Morocco moving forward across the continent.
I want to switch gears for just a second in the time that we have left and talk about the other announcement, and that was the normalization of ties between Morocco and Israel. What's your takeaway from this action?
I think that many Moroccans are going to be concerned about whether this means Morocco has changed its position on Palestinian statehood. And the king and the Moroccan government have been very clear so far that no, the Moroccan position on that has not changed. But I do think that Morocco joining the ranks of other Arab states, Muslim states that are looking at what they could gain pragmatically from better relations with Israel and better relations with the United States, I do think that that does carry the risk of some domestic popular backlash from people within Morocco who don't want their country to move too fast on that and potentially abandon the Palestinian cause.
One last question, really quickly here. What else are you looking at?
There have been some altercations along the border, and I think that it's going to be really important to watch what actually happens on the ground in some of that disputed territory. There are those within the Polisario who are very upset right now with how this dispute is going. This U.S. recognition might inflame that further. So I do think we've got to watch for reports on the ground out of that disputed territory to see if unrest develops.